Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Steve is not here. He will be back on Wednesday. Brittany's hanging.
And listening to Avril.
Yeah. That's a good tune.
It is good.
Thank you. I am Grant is here as well. Hello. He brought us a little present today, an unnecessary present. Have you taken a closer look, Brittany?
I have.
Oh. It's now, a little show and tell today.
These are huge.
How huge are they?
How huge are they? I mean, do the loops with your hands.
Okay. Like you're going to put them over your eyes, yeah. Like, hi, I can that, see you.
And then now imagine there's an attachment between them.
I don't want to.
It's like this, like, string along the wrong way, like a rainbow with two clouds on it. But the clouds are two. So these are his dog's testicles.
Yes.
That
yes.
are in a jar.
With formaldehyde, yes.
Yeah. For safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
When did they get removed? How long have we been holding on to these?
It's been about 35 days or so.
Oh, I think I was like, I thought this was way longer.
No,
this
no.
is the pup.
This is the pup, yeah. We talked about juniors yesterday, and I asked her about those, and I guess she did throw those away since then. So those have been now disposed of. But she was like, but I do have grizzlies. And I was like, oh, didn't know this. And she's like, yeah, that was my little secret.
Why? Why does she want them?
She'll throw them away eventually.
Like, how do you dispose of something like that? Like medical?
She'll bring it back to her work, I would imagine.
I have heard nothing but lovely things about Lily, but I've got a theory that when the dogs do something naughty, she pulls them out and shows them to them. Which I can respect.
You want a piece of this?
I like psychological warfare as much as the next.
And this was the note she left on the door for me this morning. Grant, don't forget, .. Grizzly's testicles. And then she drew a pair of them. Really terrible drawing. Your spectacles. And then a pair of bad, ugly glasses. Your wallet and your watch. Love, XOXO, Liliana.
That's very sweet.
You have to take a picture of that and put it on Instagram.
I will.
That is classic.
I will.
Classic?
That's a classic note.
Is that classic?
The note is adorable. The other things are not so much. I was telling Brittany on my way up, because Don was like, you got to go get him. I want to see him. Don really wanted to see him. I actually left him in my car because I thought this was weird.
It is. No, it's weird.
Yeah.
And no, it's weird.
I was gagging walking into the building. I'm like, I'm not sick. I've just got something in my hand. Don't worry.
And here I am. I'm like downing coffee while I'm looking at them. It's weird, but it's the kind of weird we're into. Like, I knew that when I took this shift, you know, for this week that Steve's off, I knew we were going to talk about dogs. Me and Donna are dogaholics.
Yes.
Grant,
from another mister.
I am Grant is also a dogaholic. We are dog people.
Mm-hmm.
But did I know we would be talking specifically about this dog park?
How could you see it coming?
No.
But I love it.
A little bit of Steve, even when he's gone.
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, Steve would lose his mind.
Right now. Oh, he would be all over this.
You know he'd be with the selfies constantly, like it'd be flashing. Ooh, ha.
One leg back up in the air. You in the Heisman.
Putting a little hat on it.
All right. So I'll come and take a peek. In a little while. I just have to, prepare myself, okay?
Yeah,
in the meantime, we'll talk about music.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
First, let's stay on the topic of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Shelton posted on his Twitter two videos. One of a possum or an opossum.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm opposed to that, by the way.
Me too. I'm anti.
Okay, it's possum. Eating some smoked meat that he made on his deck. So first he catches this guy eating his food. And then he starts petting the thing. A wild animal.
But he seems to like it.
Yeah, and he, and again, I'll link this up. It says, guess I'm making a frozen pizza, as he catches this guy on video. And then the possum climbs up to, the railing of his deck.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be it, yeah.
and starts just petting the guy.
Oh.
He's like, I don't recommend petting wild animals. It just so happens that I have the vodka reflexes of a rattlesnake. So I think we have a little bit of audio of him talking about it.
Yes, it's, let's give it a whirl here. Here's the one where he's petting. We'll go with that one.
Oh, okay. There's a montage of the two, I think, in our...
Oh, in
our preparation materials.
My apologies. I've got the Twitter up here.
Whatever you want to do, Grant.
All right. Well, let's just go with the Twitter one first, just so I don't have to kill too much dead air here. We'll start with this one. This is him just filming it, so it doesn't look like...
Oh, because the guy's eating.
Yep, he's eating. So
his barbecued.
Yeah, stuff. Go to the petting one. I feel like that's petting one.
There might be some audio there.
There is. There was audio on that one, too.
He's friendly.
He's friendly.
Okay.
Okay. It's easy.
Interesting. Okay. And he's like, okay, don't let me disturb you in the first clip as he's watching him eat.
This possum is cute.
It is very cute, I have to say.
I have the other vet version that might be a little more friendly. Want to try that out?
Sure.
Am I interrupting you or just come up here and get the food that I smoked all night.
All night.
But I'll wait till you're done. That's cool.
Actually, kind of friendly.
And there you go. That is a cute animal if you really look at him.
If you really look at it, kind of ignore the tail.
Yeah, the tail is not just great. Tail needs to be clipped and put in a jar for formaldehyde.
But. I mean, I feel like that animal is adorable.
It is.
Where's Gwen? What's going on? Where's Gwen? I feel like they live separate lives.
I feel like she's trying really hard to be, you know, the outdoorsy girl that he is.
Yeah.
You know, because his place.
I know.
I mean.
It's how I would have it's trouble.
It's fine, but she's Miss Glam.
I know. Like, it's so polar opposites. But you think in an instant like this, that's actually, it'd be so cool if she was in the background just breaking it down.
I think so, too. Sorry, we could not provide you with that today. You know, I was listening to that Spice Girls song. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
What do you want?
You're gonna be my lover.
What do you
gotta get with my friends?
Gotta get with my friends.
I'm like, this song is so bad. It's catchy. It's catchy.
Whoa.
The lyrics.
Those are fighting words.
The lyrics can be written by a 12-year-old. What do you call that song? Wannabe?
If you wanna be my lover. Wannabe.
I am going to read you these lyrics. Please hold, and then you tell me if you think this is a well-written song.
So what you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Think you can handle my love? Are you for real? Are you for real? So don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together. We can be just fine. That's Shakespearean, Donna.
Okay. All right. My bad.
Yeah.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast.
Better make it fast.
I don't know.
It's pretty good. I mean, how many hit songs have you written?
Touché, my friend.
Okay, I know it's garbage face, but I loved it.
Touché. Okay, now, is there a new version of the Spice Girls that we need to know about?
Yeah, well, there's more girl power. I would have to say their lyrics are definitely a little more intricate. I think they're good. They're blowing up on TikTok. They are kind of tokened as like the Gen Z girl group, the Spice Girls of now. They're called, ironically, Boys World.
Oh.
So they kind of hinted that. They have a new song called Girlfriends, and people are into it. Grant, give me a beat.
Hate it. Sorry.
Now I get where Steve's coming from.
Hear
buzzkill sometimes.
I want to hear like real instruments. I want to hear. I don't want to hear all that electronic.
Here's a word and a word and a word, and we're singing and songs and we're posing right now.
That worked. That's the funny part, is that actually just worked for this.
I'm fine with it. I love it. Put this on my head and I will run.
I was going to say, yeah, this is a workout song for Steve. He would say, I take this to the gym.
See, and I don't listen to songs in a specific way. Like, yeah. Dawn always wants upbeat songs.
Yeah.
I want songs that move me.
Mm.
I always want a song that's going to make me feel something.
Feel something. You want to have your heart broken. You want to have
girl.
Your revelation.
Yeah,
you, well, that's
boy.
Fine. You're more evolved than, let's say, me and Steven.
I will completely agree with
I
that.
I will, too. And I'm fine with that. I like fine. My level.
It's you have fun, though. I'm not against fun.
You know, it's kind of like in yoga. They say those who aren't flexible, the stretch is easy to get something out of. Those who are not intelligent, we find inspiration everywhere. And that might be the case in this song, because I am into it. I love a pop song all day.
I think that's why I like Taylor Swift's Folklore album, because it's a little stripped back. It's a little more chill.
She's a lyricist, which yes, I say right.
You said it exactly right.
Whoa, good job.
Oh my God.
5 out of 5 Gary's.
Yes. There you go, girl. We gotta go.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We got some food news. You got some food news.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna give us 10 facts about food court.
Yeah, probably
just
like
the one food court, not all of them.
The one food, the foods court.
We're going to have to work on that. We'll be right back.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that, because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
We're back.
Emotional music.
I know, right?
Donna.
Thank you. See, it's making me feel, people.
She loves it.
I like to feel things, even if it's uncomfortable.
And I like to eat things.
On that note, let's kick it.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy. It's all you, man.
All right, we got some food courts information. Did you know that Arby's has the world's record for the longest curly fry?
No.
38 inches long.
Hmm.
Wow. Really reflect on that.
Was it an accident, I wonder?
No, I mean, I'm sure they were going for it. I'll tell you what. I know Arby's is something that people, it's controversial.
It's my jam.
But their fries are so good.
Mm-hmm. They look really good. Can I make a confession?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably only ate there once in my whole life.
There's not a lot of options, and that's the one problem I have going there. Like, if you're not in the mood for that exact
gross
sandwich,
beef.
Yeah.
But where you're from the East Coast, and from what I've learned, there's a lot of real, legit roast beef places on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And, like, they, you know, my friend from Boston laughed at me when I told him I liked Arby's, and he's like, you come out to Boston, I'll take you to Kelly's, and I'll show you a real roast beef.
Right.
You know, like
when I first moved here, I was like, hey, is there a good pizza joint around here? Kid you not, the two people I asked both said Domino's.
No.
No disrespect to Domino's.
And when you did first move here, I'm going to be honest, that was probably the best option. I mean, now we have so many good options.
So many great restaurants and chefs.
But back then, I did that. It was either Pizza Hut or Domino's. I thought those were the two options for pizza.
Remember when Papa John's came along?
It was huge!
You're like, oh, a third option. Yeah.
Yeah, John Schnatter employed me. I mean, him, not him personally, but I worked at the Papa, so...
Oh, no way. Did you deliver?
I did not. I answered calls and would talk for way too long with them and get written up.
Really? That's shocking.
And I got high in the freezer once, too.
What?
Yeah, it was terrible. I freaked out. Okay. And then Anne from Auntie.
You can't just gloss over that story.
There's not much to the story. It was like.
That's it.
That was it. It was not great. I like went home early.
Got written up for that too.
Well, the driver had to bring me. I was like, I'm not doing well. Anne from Auntie Anne's is a real person.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, her name is Anne Baylor. She's
those are good.
She's humble beginnings and now just super famous. The first Sbarro, speaking of pizza, did not have pizza on the menu.
I have to tell you, I do love Sbarro.
I do too. I would smash. Good pizza.
That's the best.
I would smash one of those right now.
Mm. Good.
Especially like when you walk by at a food court and you know that that one is just readily available right there.
And they're like right in the display case and you're like, that one.
The last one I remember was at Eden Prairie Mall because there was one at Ridgedale for a long time. That one's gone. I don't know where I could find a good piece of Sbarro pizza.
So is it not at EP anymore, the mall?
That was the last time I saw it. I don't know.
I'll do some research. It's near my house. How many calories are in a Cinnabon?
I'm going to say more than we should have. I'll say, I'm going to say 1,100 calories.
I am Grant.
1,400.
You guys are both really close. It's 900 calories.
That's too many calories.
It's a lot of calories.
I wouldn't eat anything for the rest of the day. I'd feel like so bad about myself.
Oh, my diet is terrible.
I 100% would still eat things because, like, it's weirdly not that filling, even though there's a lot of calories.
Yeah, because it's all sugar.
It's so good.
So good.
Oh, and it smells so good.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, that smell, that's like one of the infamous mall smells is Cinnabon. Oh.
Yeah, it's so good. Mrs. Fields uses 17 tons of frosting a year.
Wow.
There's no comment to be made, right?
Wow.
Like, it's just, I can't even wrap my head around it.
You go, Mrs. F.
First off, I thought they did chocolate chip cookies, so that's confusing.
I did too. I'm like, what are they putting the frosting on?
I don't know. And a lot of it. Like, what is happening?
Oh, they're laundering it.
So I've got some other really great news. As a cat owner, and I would say cat lady, there's some great news if you're kind of feeling like you and your cat need more bonding time. Fancy Feast is releasing a cookbook so cat owners can coordinate meals with their pets.
That's cute.
Is it? Or is it kind of sad too?
It's sad and cute.
Love it.
Cutely sad.
So they go ahead and they give you all of these recipes. So then when you're ripping open your Fancy Feast for your kitty, you can go ahead and start getting your meal ready. The cookbook's introduction reads, "Mealtime is a bonding experience. We sit at a dining table with our family. We gather our friends. Now, Fancy Feast is asking you to extend the invitation to your cat to join you in mealtime as
on
you cook
the table.
Meals." Yep.
Come on, right here on the table, because that's where you're going anyway.
Yep. And you don't need to worry about getting another chair because you'll never need one.
Thank you for that. Oh, College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Give us a call, 651-641-1071.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y, 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
All right. Not taking this anymore.
You won yesterday, so take it easy.
No, you won. Didn't you win with Gail?
No, the Real Housewives.
Oh, right.
How quickly we forget about the best game ever made, a Real Housewives College of Pop Culture.
You will love today's topic, too.
Oh, good. Then, without any further ado,
it's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
3 trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
And we are set to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Steve is out and Brittany is in today for Steve.
Yeah, suck it, Steve. Oh, sorry. I got into it too hard.
Yeah, too
I'm going to pull it back a little.
We'll bring Lynn in with us. Lynn from St. Paul. How you doing, Lynn?
Good.
Good, good.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hey, Lynn.
Let's all just go around the room.
Anything fun planned for the rest of your day? What you got going on?
I'm doing DoorDash all day.
Oh,
oh cool.
Bringing
that's
the,
awesome.
Bringing the food to the
Thank
people.
Thank you for doing that.
You are a hero.
You are one of my heroes. I've used DoorDash over the last year, probably twice a week almost. It's bad. My account, my funds are low because of DoorDash. Yes. But I love what you do, so keep doing it. You might be at my house one day. All right, Lynn, so as you know, you can win a MyTalk t-shirt by picking either Donna or Brittany for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge after I tell you the topic. And today's topic is Taylor Swift.
Whoa!
Another one of your big ones.
Donna.
Really? She's
I'm
pretty
out.
Hardcore.
I'm out, though. I might be too deep cut. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We'll see. We shall see.
Shoot. Okay. We'll give it a shot.
All right. Here we go. Lynn, so you're working with Donna. When she's done, you can come back and help us out in any way, okay?
Will do.
All right. Here we go. Donna, let's start it out. What was the title of Taylor Swift's first album?
I think it was Tim McGraw. That can't be right. Taylor Swift, Tim McGraw. Taylor, just... Oh, teardrops on my guitar.
Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's speech for winning an award for Best Female Video at the VMAs. In what year did he do this?
Oh, come on! Oh, 2012.
What year was Taylor born?
1989. And I'm not sure about that first one at all. Darn it, I should know it.
Lynn, can you help us out? What was the title of Taylor Swift's first album?
I really can't. I'm sorry.
All right, we'll just have to leave it with whatever I said
what
last.
Was it Teardrops, right? What was it? What was it? Teardrops?
Mm. I said...
I thought it was a number.
What was your... What was there?
Teardrops on my guitar is what I said, but that's the name of a song. It's fine. That's fine. Okay. I'll just get her back in here.
Okay.
Ready!
Where do you usually deliver out around the St. Paul area or what?
Woodbury, Oakdale.
Woodbury, Oakdale. Yeah, I'm out in Hopkins, so you won't be coming my way. But seriously, though, how did you get into DoorDashing? Is
Grant,
that something you've been doing for a while?
Boundaries.
Sorry. I love DoorDash.
I'm stuck in my old job.
Very good. I'm a big DoorDash fan. Sorry. All right.
Okay.
Like these girls love Taylor Swift, I love DoorDash. Now let's go, Lynn. If we're gonna wait, we're gonna come back to you at the end here. Hopefully, we can get you a MyTalk T-shirt after Brittany answers these questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Brittany, are you ready?
Yeah. Go.
What was the title of Taylor Swift's first album?
Self-titled, Taylor Swift.
Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift's speech for winning the award for Best Female Video at the VMAs. What year did this happen?
Oh, this was tragic. I want to say 2008.
In what year was Taylor born?
1989. I think it was February 17th, but 1989.
Okay.
Okay, calm down.
I can't. Oh, we only have three. I can relax. Oh.
Shoot.
Well. Looks like Brittany is our winner. She did get the first one correct, is which got you.
Darn it.
It was the self-titled debut album in 2006. It was called Taylor Swift, which Donna did not get that one.
What? No. I tried talking it out. I'm like, was it just called Taylor Swift?
What was the year that Kanye did that?
In the year that Kanye did that, Donna said 2012. You said 2008. It was 2009. So you were very close. And you both got 1989 correct. So it was, in fact, Teardrops... which Donna had guessed that got her.
I said Teardrops on my guitar.
Teardrops on my guitar.
I thought Tim McGraw. Lynn. I'm sorry,
that's
Lynn.
Right.
Oh, Lynn, I love you, but not as much as I love Taylor Swift. Respect the throne.
Oh.
She is the music industry, but also Beyonce had the best video of the year. Oh, that's a Kanye speech. I do love Beyonce.
Start the shut up music.
Yes, bye.
Okay,
Lynn, sorry. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Just my kids and my family.
Oh, hey, kids. Hey, fam.
Sorry your mom doesn't have the t-shirt to show her pride. I'm so sorry, Lynn's
Brittany,
family.
Rude.
That's all right.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye, Lynn. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I just keep disappointing people.
Can we play
the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah. I need more.
Okay. Over the span of her successful career, the singer has managed to rack up 41 Grammy nominations. How many Grammy Awards has Taylor won?
Oh, for the love. Donna.
Go. Donna.
14.
Oh, weird. I was going to go 14 as well.
That was incorrect. What you got?
We're going to... go 18.
Go lower than Donna.
Oh, wow. 10?
Close.
13.
A little bit lower.
12.
A little bit lower.
Oh, for the love, 11.
Just, you know what? 11.
I don't like these number questions.
That was hard.
There's no chance.
I mean, yeah.
That's a good point. I just figured.
It was good. No, you did a good job.
No, you did a great job.
No,
Grant.
You don't have to lie. It's okay.
I just... You're garbage. We hate
You're
you.
You're garbage. Yep.
Good topic, horrible questions, and I'm out. Goodbye.
No.
Oh, I loved it. Over. My heart is beating. I just love it when we tailor everything to us. Get it, Taylor?
I see what you did with a Y.
Time for a tip.
What?
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
What?
Damn.
Who's got the tips? Me or you?
You got the tips!
I better find them, huh?
She better get real tipsy.
I was going to tell you four ways to deal with a coworker that you dislike. Not mentioning any names or anything.
You don't need to. We got it.
And I will do that momentarily.
You know what? I've got a tip for us.
No! Okay, go ahead.
We are going to normalize not assuming people are pregnant post-panoramic. That's a good tip. They're attacking Nikki Bella because they think that she was pregnant because she's got a little water weight in her tummy. And so I think coming out of this panoran, we're not going to just guess people are... I keep saying different things for... pandemic. I'm throwing you off. We're going to not assume people are pregnant.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I'm with you.
I don't care if there's like a head coming out between her legs. You do not ask anyone if she's pregnant.
Until I actually tell you.
That's it.
I mean, I like wearing like dresses that I'm constantly look like I'm wearing maternity clothes. Let's not go there.
Well, you know my story.
No.
I finally found a top that fit me perfectly. You guys have heard this story before, but I just remember going, finally, something that flatters my frame, my physique. And I'm in my closet one day. I'm like, let me look at the tag so I could get one of these in every color.
Yeah.
Great expectations. I was basically wearing a top for women who were in their third trimester.
You know what? You're long. You're long. And so like that length. And also,
nice. Go ahead. Keep saying things.
You're long. That's all I'm going to say. You're long. I had somebody ask when I was due once. I was wearing an Empire shirt, like Empire style shirt. And it was, I literally just ran off. I didn't even answer. I went into the woods, and that's where I stayed for thrice years. It's terrible. It's not. They don't want to be in that situation either. The asker doesn't feel great.
How about this one?
Yeah.
I had a sister.
Oh, no.
With her baby and then our other sister. And we were at Macy's and someone was like, oh, my God, your baby's so cute. And she was. She had like giant brown eyes and a lot of black hair. Baby, little tiny, like 6 pounds. And they look at my other sister and go, oh, and are you the grandma? You must be so proud. And my sister just walked away and she was like, are you kidding me? And she was like teary-eyed and I felt really bad. So you see what these questions do? They tear families apart.
Those sisters have never seen each other since.
No. Nope. Nope.
That is so
painful. It's been 26 years.
Wow. Yep.
They assume I've got an older sister who's older by... 6 years. She's older by 6 years.
Yes, mine too.
People always ask me, who's older? That's not fun for me. She's got 2 kids. They're life together. She already gets all that. And she gets to, what?
Yeah, that's not good.
No, you don't ask that.
No.
First off, do you care, really, or what?
Like, I think people are just naturally curious.
Get out of here. What? I'll make you a family tree. Get.
I hear you have a brother that's pretty good looking.
Yeah,
how's he doing?
Yeah. How's he doing?
I honestly thought me saying this, I would get a bunch of support. Like, yeah, I have, you know, people who also have an attractive, you know, a sibling.
Yeah, I don't. I'm the attractive one.
You're like, and I'm the granddaughter. But I thought we'd all band together. I thought Twitter would create this like great world where I could live in and be like, yeah, so I get annoyed too. People are friends with me because my siblings are. All it turned into is I got a lot of messages asking me, is he single? Send pics.
I want to see what this guy looks like. That's awesome.
I had a friend who had to deal with that with his mother for a long time, unfortunately. And was a big thing when we were in high school that a lot of my friends would tell him that. And he did not like to hear that at all.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
It's gross when it's your mom. You're like, ew. Don't sexualize my mom.
Yeah.
I do have those four ways to deal with a coworker you don't like.
Want to do them?
I'll do them real quick. Ready?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. If you think it's a working relationship that's fixable, these are the steps for handling yourself. Start with empathy. Be open to the idea that you might be part of the problem. But if things are really their fault, think about what's causing it. You know, it's been a stressful year, yada, yada. There may be things going on behind the scenes that you don't know about, a personal crisis.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. Ways to deal with a coworker you don't like. Decide if you should confront them directly.
Yeah. That's hot.
Some people respond well to it. Others don't. So figure out how direct you want to be. Look for things you have in common. Just anything, even if it's a show you both like. Try to include them in something like drinks after work. I don't think so. And if it's a hopeless situation, make friends with everyone else.
That's what I do.
It's a lot harder for them to make your life difficult if everyone else at work likes you. Thank you. Drop the mic. Bye.
Perfect.
Thank you. When we come back. Let's talk about Colton Underwood, who was The Bachelor, who just recently came out as gay. He's working on something right now. We'll tell you about that. I'll tell you who is on the cover of Playboy's German edition. Kind of cool. I'll tell you about that when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. And we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Just kidding, Steve's not here. Brittany's here, though. Hey, Britt.
Hey, girl.
Hey, when'd you get here? It's just a thing we do, you know.
I know the answer to that question.
I've been here the whole time is the answer.
Tuesday. I live here now.
Oh, you're getting love on Twitter. People want to keep you because you're amazing.
Nah, they wouldn't want it. If they lived with me, I leave all the cupboards open.
But you know
what? Leaving cupboards open is an easy fix. I don't know why everybody acts like it's that big of a deal.
Because it's weird.
Does it look like we are haunted? Yes.
chaotic at times.
But like, also, it's such a quick fix. So when my husband complains about it, I'm like, that energy you used to say that, you could have shot it.
Just went, boink.
You could have shot it.
Yeah. It's just because it's strange.
It's weird, yeah. But it's easily adorable as well.
if you say so.
Yeah. So we've been really following Mr. Colton Underwood's journey. He did an interview. He came out as gay recently. He was, as you know, on The Bachelor. He definitely... there's a lot of projection about that when he was on The Bachelor. He didn't seem that into it. And well, it makes sense now.
Yeah, it does.
And you're asking, how can I get more? I'm really into the story. Well, no problem. Like any spectacle, they're making a TV show about it. A source confirmed to E! News that The Bachelor alum is working with Netflix on the series, which will cover his journey before and after coming out. Netflix has declined to comment, but it'd be a really good show.
Yes.
Or not enough. You don't think it's enough?
Well, no, I do. But I feel like the timing is irritating.
Okay. Tell me. Elaborate. I love this.
Okay. So he must have come out to the people in production.
Oh.
And they were like, what? Wait, hold off. Hold off. Because once you make that announcement, we're going to strike, you know, while things are hot.
Yeah.
And because people are still talking about you, we'll make the announcement about it. It just feels very...
strategic.
Yep.
Strategery was used. I agree. It's funny, I didn't even think of it that way. I also, you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, artists who do the whole behind the scenes video before concert tours and whatever... that's also strategic, but I get what you're saying. There's a little bit of ick value. It does make you wonder, did he really have like that harder time saying it when he's already came out to a whole Netflix
bunch of
production
people.
Team, yep. 40 times because you got to pitch it 800 times to different groups.
Yes.
A little less genuous, but...
I mean, genuine. I still think it's very, I got you. I still think it's very brave of him.
Yeah, of course. And, of course. And we're nitpicking because that's what we do. But yeah, you're right. There's a little bit of that pre-planning aspect. But honestly, I think it's probably best that he's looking to a team for advice because he hasn't made great choices in the past. So that's one aspect where I think he's also trying to work on his image since he had a lot of problems when he was, you know, they accuse him of stalking and harassing Cassie Randolph.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So do we know when we might find this show?
No. Netflix is staying tight-lipped, as Netflix does.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I know. And well, they I feel like they can churn these things out in less than a year. So I bet you in 6 months we'll be hearing about it. And I have a feeling they actually have most of it done because they would want to ride this wave. If you ask me out of the blue nowhere who Colton Underwood is, most likely in 6 months I won't be able to tell you.
Right.
So I have a feeling they're going to fast track this.
You're probably right. Okay, I have a story about David Hasselhoff's daughter.
Of course you do.
Haley is apparently the first plus-sized model on the German cover of Playboy. And I started looking at this going, because they're making it like she's the first plus-sized model ever on Playboy. I'm like, was it Anna Nicole Smith?
Would she have been written as plus-sized?
Plus-sized at the time?
She was.
Maybe not.
But I guess I always underestimate what they think plus size is.
Okay, here's what she says. I am deeply humbled and that means she's like a size six.
Right.
I'm deeply humbled and honored to be the first ever curve model on a European cover of Playboy. I am overcome with emotion around what this cover signifies for inclusivity and its greater purpose toward female empowerment. I agree. She also said she wanted to use her platform to express that you have the power to love your body without hesitation because of society standards of beauty.
This photo of her is hot.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we think some airbrushing took place on the buttocks area?
Of course.
That is an amazing butt.
No, of course it does. Like, I thought all Playboy is the idea of, like, it's not even women at this point. It's the idea of women.
Right. Like, that could be just, a plastic doll. That
absolutely.
I think it's a great picture. I think she looks amazing.
I don't know how to say this, but I am more interested in seeing her naked than most Playboy models. Because I like that she has an interesting body. I like that I don't know... Well, exactly. Like, her body is different. I like that. I like that it's not, every naked picture I've seen.
Right. With like the tiny little waist and the perfect butt and boobs.
She's gorgeous.
You can just Google this because I don't know that I should be linking up.
Probably not. We walk the line like, what is Playboy? Great. Is it not?
I know. We have no problem bringing dog testicles in a jar to work. No. But yeah, we don't want to see this.
But she is a knockout. If she has an OnlyFans, I might follow it.
Oh my God. I love it.
She is very cute. I
think he has a couple of daughters.
Yeah. All I can think about with Hasselhoff now, whenever it comes up, is him eating that cheeseburger on
the
ground.
Me too. And I think she may have been the one who videoed
it. Me too.
I know.
Me too. I love
it. It's so sad.
But it's also like, I love that he's done all this body of work. He was even on the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. And all I can still see is him eating that hamburger. Mostly because it's the most relatable thing on the internet.
To your 20s?
20s last weekend.
Right? Like, just the way he's eating it, the shamelessness, just like the mashing of food. The hand, yes, Grant.
The hand all
the
mangled.
The hand, like, bent over. I love me some relatable celebrities. I am there for it.
I like when they just, like... They're just human.
Yes.
You know? They're just.
And was he having like, was it a call for a self-awareness of a problem? Yes. But also that's relatable. Like, I'm not shaming that. Like,
right.
I love the journey. I love the process.
I love that you love it.
I'm also glad I don't have children in moments like that with, like, you know, fancy foams recording me.
Right. Indeed. Very relatable, by the way. Except it was pizza.
Mine was probably taco.
There was no wrapper involved, so that kind of was in my favor.
Yeah, yeah, totally. 100%. Oh, God.
All right, Grant's going to have a dirt alert when we come right back on the Donna and Steve show. Without Steve, we got Brittany with us today. I'll tell you why Kyra Sedgwick has not been invited back to Tom Cruise's house after a quote-unquote incident. That up next.